Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is OMF on EEI.
Phenomenal episode in the left field seats.
With Verdugo, I think somebody threw something out at Verdugo.
There was a baseball lying on the field near Verdugo.
They're going to pull the players off the field here?
Yeah, Alex Cora came out there, and Red Sox are coming into the dugout.
He just said, "I got hit in the back with a ball." We've seen this from Alex Verdugo, too. Obviously, he has every right to be frustrated and angry, but when he gets the motor into top gear, he stays hot for a long time, and he is losing his mind in the dugout. And now Alex Cora has taken his turn at Laz Diaz and Manny Gonzalez because of the check swing.
And also because Verdugo got hit with a ball.
Go ahead, Joe.
I was part of the weekend for the Red Sox. Mutt, Merlone, Foria hanging out with you guys. So I guess this ended up being the biggest story from the Red Sox-Yankee weekend. A fan, after Alex Verdugo threw a ball into the stands trying to get to a Red Sox fan, ended up on a non-Red Sox fan. He was goaded by the fans to throw the ball back onto the field, hits Verdugo right in the back. So already a better pitcher than Garrett Richards. We found that out literally one throw.
Yeah.
Sign him up. And eventually, Verdugo goes back at the guy, is a big issue. Cora takes the team off the field. And I thought it'd be a big story. It's not a big national story today, fellas. I'm calling it a big story, but really it's a big story here nationally. It's almost like this did not happen over the weekend.
Because we're viewing it as a double standard.
I certainly am. Yeah, the media coverage is wild.
That's the way, okay, if you're going to act one way, say, you know, with Kyrie Irving getting grazed by an empty water bottle and the punishment that and the criticism that the city gets for that, and then you oppose it where what happens to Verdugo in New York City, okay, so where's the outrage?
This morning, ESPN.com's headline in the first paragraph, all indicated was that Alex Verdugo got in an altercation with a fan. Did not mention the fan threw a baseball at him.
No, it is.
How is that
possible? It is ridiculous.
Possible?
And even Michael McCann, who we talk to all the time, like the lawyer himself, tweeted out, that says the guy that threw the plastic water bottle at Kyrie Irving that allegedly grazed his head was charged with a felony assault that carried a max of 10 years in prison. Banned from the TD Garden. Also spent the night in jail. The guy who threw the baseball and hit Verdugo was ejected. But no charges, he says, or Yankee Stadium ban, which we later found out he gets banned from all of baseball. You're absolutely correct. This is where we had being idiots, but they made it into a race thing. This is just another fan being an idiot. And you see it all the time. Guys hit home runs and they throw the ball back out. You know, and you say it's all fun and games. It's cute. It's a nice little fun thing until you drill like a player in the back of the head or you drill a player in the back. Once again, it should fall into the stupid fan category. Now, what happened with Kyrie and others, the NBA had their own agenda. People wanted to make it out for what it was. That's fine. But this is just stupid. This is dumb. No charges at all for actually hitting the guy. I mean, the water bottle went flying past Kyrie. You know, and it's like there's nothing. You know, there's nothing at all but the kid. The kid that wanted to leave. You saw the video of he's just like the security came.
He was hiding.
It just feel like it wasn't like there was no police presence. There was a guy surrounding the guy at the garden. You know what I mean? And you could say it's an accident. Sure, it is. But every time you throw a baseball or throw anything back on the field to play in any sport, you run the risk of hitting a player. And because of that, I'm not asking that this guy be labeled a racist from Boston to L.A. like the guy in the garden was, because there was an overreaction. But it's just it's crazy.
Yeah, but
it's
don't
not even
you
a story.
Think? But don't you think that like okay, just to kind of compare the two situations because I don't think they're remotely the same. In one situation, you had Kyrie Irving, who is obviously more polarizing, more well known, has more attention on him. And then you have
and hated more.
Then you also have a guy that had warned you ahead of time, had already warned you, and then sure enough, it's like he's a prophet. Sure enough, he's getting stuff thrown at him. So it's a I told you so moment, I told you so mentality against the team and an organization that is, for some reason or another, people think, you know, just attach
but
racism
say, but,
to
but
it.
We say this kid threw a ball.
The city of Boston, not
but
the
we say, like,
well,
the
but
team,
well,
the
true,
city,
yeah.
The kid threw a ball. The kid threw a ball Verdugo by accidentally hit him. It was an accident. But the kid who threw the water bottle was racially motivated, like, right away. It was just,
well,
it was
but don't
just,
you think that that also has
fan.
Something to do with just the dynamics of, one, the NBA,
I don't know, maybe the
city of Boston, and the Boston Celtics?
I agree.
As opposed to a rivalry between, you know, hated teams, no, two hated teams?
I agree. But did you see anywhere that this guy might be a racist because he doesn't like Mexicans? Because he threw a ball at Verdugo?
No, I didn't see race brought up at all at any point in time. All I saw was stay classy, New York. Oh, God. That's just New York fans doing what New York fans do.
Well, you know, also
they get a pass for
helped spurn the race thing when it came to Kyrie Irving was that Durant and Irving got up there on the podium and basically admitted, like, when we go there, this is going to happen, and basically labeled the fans racist before they got here, and then it happened. So I get how locally we might view, but nationally – it's a guy throwing a baseball at a player. How is it not like the story and talking about
it's
this
not.
Huge?
Because the popcorn at Russell Westbrook, much bigger story.
Another one.
I think the
good
one
point.
Racially motivated thing that happened during that whole stretch was who was the was it Donovan Mitchell's family?
Yeah. Wait.
His father in Utah?
Yes. Yes.
On the sidelines, and they were throwing racial slurs at him
while they were in that row.
Okay.
Yes.
That is racially motivated. But throwing popcorn at a player, a guy running down from the stands in that one game and just jumping on the court and a water bottle, that's just a stupid, stupid fan, just like this kid,
so
who just gave in to peer pressure and threw it. And I guarantee you he didn't mean to hit him in the back.
If this
there ain't no damn way that guy is that good, the kid, especially after seeing the video of him, that he actually aimed, I'm going to hit him right in the back and do it. There ain't no chance in hell that could happen.
You're talking about the difference between the Celtics and Red Sox. Let's say this happened in Boston today. Let's say this happened and a Boston fan, forget the colors, a Boston fan threw a baseball and hit a Yankee player at Yankee Stadium. What would the story be nationally? Forget that. Would it be
here we go
that
again.
Was an altercation?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It would be the player. The fans in Boston are a-holes. They throw stuff at players. And on the ESPN.com, it would mention that in the first paragraph.
Boston is the most racist sports town in America.
Because New York does not have the same reputation that Boston does.
That, and see, and
this
my point is that's
under the rug.
That's it.
Like,
so
no big deal.
As someone who was born and raised, were you born and raised here?
Yes, Christian.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry, I wanted you to confirm
you know
it.
That.
Okay,
it's
like
my
I'm
bio.
The only person. So
my resume.
Is it?
On
the WEI website, contact information?
It's weird. The day Glenn said he was leaving, I sent you my resume.
And Christian says he's going to get right around to reading it soon.
As soon as I can. The whole Mutt Maloney, you know, that whole thing.
I have a press release saying I'm Dustin
McCoy. Do you keep that on the resume?
Well,
or do you exclude that?
That's not on the resume.
I'll say this, though, because it took off kind of on social media, and I saw the video many times, and I remembered. It was actually in 2018. Remember Stanton hit a home run in the green monster, whatever, in the monster seats? Someone took the ball, threw it back at him, and as Stanton was rounding second base, it one hop and hit him. And Stanton just sort of looked up there and kept running. So it did happen in 2018, but I just think maybe, I don't know, it's only a few years earlier. Were we at the same point of where we were just 3 years ago? I think so, but there was no vitriol to that guy for throwing a ball at Stanton.
But see, this is the whole, like,
that
know,
seems like a feat
local.
Of strength, by the way, throwing from the green monster to second base.
Yeah, just and everybody was, like, praising him, I think, at the time. They're like, because Stanton, the way he reacted was a lot different, too. Like, he looked out there and either, I don't know if he flipped him off or gave him a little bit of a hand gesture or whatever. Verdugo obviously lost his mind. But the fact that this hasn't spurred more conversation like it did in the NBA about fans losing their ever-loving minds, it's not even a story.
You want things to be fair, and they're never going to be fair. Like the city of Boston is never going to be treated like other cities because of the stigma that is attached to it.
Okay, but that's
so you're asking.
I'm not,
so why
push back?
I'm not asking that guy to be treated the way the kid in Boston got treated because I don't think that kid in Boston should have been treated like that. I think he was just a stupid fan. You know what I mean? But
you don't think no felony charges. For
no,
him? Are we okay
so,
with
so
it?
The hypocrisy is what it is. I'm just talking about the conversation should have been and still should be. Fans thinking they can just throw stuff at these athletes, whether it's on the court or on a baseball field. And think it's okay. You know what I mean? I don't know what the solution is. That should have been a discussion from the very beginning. You know, instead, it went somewhere else.
Well, the thing is that if you throw something at somebody in the city of Boston, it's race-related. If you throw somebody in the city of, like, in L.A. County or Orange County, it's not race-related. That, to me, that seems to be the difference, where you can have an incident where a fan does something stupid, which has happened forever.
Right.
But in this city, it's somehow they kind of, you know, dovetail into racism. They just kind of create this whole narrative that racism is part of. Oh, there you go.
Well, it was set
there
up.
You go.
All the eyes were on it.
Oh, there you go.
What Kyrie and Durant did the night before.
And
they
helped do that. Verdugo spoke about the incident pretty loudly after the game on Saturday.
Obviously, we all seen it. You know, a fan threw a ball at me, you know, hit me in my back. It was pretty ironic that you said. We talked about it earlier in the day as well. You know, I come to expect it when I'm out here. You know, the trash talking, the bringing up family members, the having everybody chant, excuse my language, Verdugo, and all these things. I'm used to that, man. I don't care. That's cool with me. But, you know, the moment somebody throws, like, you know, as players, we're throwing balls in the stands to try to give people souvenirs, you know, try to make little kids' days and things like that. And, you know, just to hear people saying throw it back and then someone actually throw it back and felt like it was targeted towards me, you know, it don't sit right with me.
See, to me, it's pretty simple. The guy threw the water bottle at Kyrie Irving, the guy threw the ball at Verdugo, the guy threw the ball at Stanton. You throw something on the field, you spend a night in jail. Like that, you're out the next day, you're out in your reconnaissance, go back and appear in court, that's fine. But if you're going to let Verdugo's, the ball thrower, you're going to let him walk, like what message are you sending to fans around sports that now, for whatever reason, I have no great theory here, but since the pandemic, it feels like fans have been, and people in general,
and I still
have
need
acted
to know,
a lot differently. So what's the message you're sending if you throw something in the field and you're not punished?
I still need to know if, like, lifetime bans at arenas and stadiums actually work.
No.
Like, if you got,
what would you guess? What would you guess?
I would say no.
Exactly.
And I would like to have somebody. I don't know if anyone's ever got a lifetime ban at the Garden or at Fenway Park.
Well, we know the guy threw the Kyrie Irving guy.
But I'm just saying, like, so you get a lifetime ban, Mutt, and you show up. There's 37,000 people walking through the gates. You go in with a buddy, and maybe the tickets. I don't know, on your name. I don't know, just a ticket. You got a ticket, and you walk in there, like, and you go through security. Does someone stop you
face
and say, "Hold on, Mike Mendanski, sorry, you're banned for life"? Like, does it actually work?
No shot.
How does it work?
Anyone believe? Like, I've heard Sam Kennedy try to suggest that on this radio station. I don't believe him. I'm sorry. I don't believe the technology is there.
You ever walk through the gates?
The Red Sox care enough for one or two guys to.
Yeah, they just get the. Let me see a ticket. They scan it. They walk. You walk through. You put your phone. You have the bag over here, and then you walk. Like, there's nobody sitting there with security with, like, a phone, like, looking for, like...
It's a fake punishment.
Yeah.
Lou, it's a PR
punishment.
Does
it ever work?
It's a PR
punishment.
Throw
the book at him, and we don't have to be accountable for actually, you know,
he can't go to an MLB game again.
And you know what sucks? You know what sucks is that, I don't know, I went to a game earlier, the White Sox, back when it was, like, 2,500 people. And I felt like half the people in that stadium left with a baseball that day. Like, every inning, it was like the White Sox or the Red Sox are throwing, like, three or four balls up in the stands. Outfielders are getting foul balls. And balls are going in the stands left and right. Like I don't know how many, 6, 7, 8, 10 dozen baseballs a game go into the stands. And now if I'm an outfielder, I think I'm going to give a guy, if I'm Verdugo and I'm in Buffalo or something like that, I'm going to, someone left field line's like, hey, give me a ball. And I'm not throwing it in the stands.
You don't throw shit at people,
would
man.
You? Like, would you throw balls in the stands for people in the outfield or down the foul lines or something like that?
Not in the road.
To what? To just chuck it back at you?
Well, one, it would depend on where I'm at. If I'm in New York and then I'm Verdugo and I have that.
If you're
type
in
of St. Situation,
Louis, you just hand them to him. Here you go. I know you're not. You're a good fan. You're not.
Yeah, you're nice.
You're nice. Midwest. Yeah.
If I play for the Dodgers and I'm playing San Fran or I'm playing
San Diego,
San Diego, I'm not throwing them anything.
No, I'm not giving them anything.
they're a-holes also.
Well, that's a rivalry,
just
man.
As bad. So no,
you wouldn't know it.
It,
by the way. It's not talked about the way Boston fans are talking about.
It isn't. It's actually worse.
It isn't this why. Like, so this is why I'll speak for myself. This is why I push back at some of the narrative on the city, because it became so easy to just do what the national media did when the Kyrie Irving thing happened, to just label Boston in general a racist fan base, where you have to actually look through and analyze each individual incident instead of just painting with this broad brush.
Well, again, the rap sheet just continues to grow, right? I mean, because every time one incident happens, it's here we go.
Add it to the list.
Bill Russell, Carl Crawford, Adam Jones, was it some of the players, just everything. Kyrie Irving. It's just the rap sheet just, and every time an incident happens, they go through the whole history of it. all the time. You know, where this one here, this should be forgotten. That one, you know, in Toronto, the same thing happened up in Toronto. Racial slurs up there. That just
documented
just forgotten.
Where players heard it and people heard it.
Then they pointed the guy out.
Adam Jones
pointed
him
out.
Was there,
they pulled
him
out. Yeah. So, but it's just, but this just it continues to things just add up and they always come back.
Do you think that he overreacted just a tad? The Verdugo? Do you think he kind of?
I'll tell you what. We never saw the video of him actually getting hit. We saw the video of the guy after.
We saw him turning around, walking over, and jawing at the guy. And the guy hiding.
If it grazed him and he just snapped, if it hit him square in the back of the neck, and he snapped, you know what I mean? So I don't know if it just sort of grazed him. I think you're seeing a frustrated player right now that is struggling.
Well, see, I was going to say that to me. That seems like it more of what it is than anything. I mean, because it's like he's the guy that says, you know, he's the hold me back guy. Like, okay, we get it. You're mad. Hold me back. Hold me back.
I'm going to have everybody chant, you know, excuse my language, Verdugo. And
this is what he's into. This is him. This
he
is
likes
what
it.
He's into.
No, I think I would have that reaction. I think most normal people would. If you're standing there and you get hit with something, you're going to be mad.
And you're not expecting it?
I'm not.
You're like, what the?
You ever get hit like when you're.
You're losing.
Your kid ever hit you sort of accidentally, you're not ready for it?
Right there.
And you sort of snap it. Like, what do you do? That's what you do. You get hit by a ball?
Yeah.
Yes. You'd feel I would. I'm not. You're gonna rip Verdugo for this? No, I don't. I don't blame him for his reaction. And I'm with Lou. I mean, I'm not throwing balls in the crowds anymore from Verdugo because you know on the rap sheet you just talked about, Verdugo's on there. No, it was really Alex's fault. In a month from now, some sports commentator will blame Verdugo because he gave him a fan a weapon to throw at him.
Yeah,
it'll not be his fault.
Mm-hmm. Throw shit at people, man.
Both managers talked about this, including Aaron Boone. We'll get to it with your phone calls. What do you guys think should have happened? Would have happened? With Verdugo and this now enemy of the Red Sox in New York, we'll get to it all after trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
I want you to say something really stupid, and then when you say it, I'm going to go, idiot.
Now back to OMF.
You know, for me, I don't care how much you want to talk. I don't care, you know, about the rivalry, anything like that, man. Like, at the end of the day, this is the game. You know, we still want to keep our players healthy, keep our players safe. And there's just no reason to be throwing stuff back onto the field ever. You know, yeah, I lost my cool there for a second. You know, I was pretty pissed. But, you know, having some time to think about it now and to calm down and relax, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm just happy that, you know, nothing came from it. Nobody, you know, got hurt. All that's good. But as fans, bro, like, y'all got to be better. I don't care how much you hate a team, how much a rivalry is, and you don't throw shit at people, man.
Is that the best
Alex
we can do?
Alex Verdugo postgame is what the best.
Is that the best we can do with sound? I know that's not you, Ryan. I know it's not you.
He's tapping the desk. I don't know what he's tapping the desk.
Why do you slam the desk here? People hear that.
He's moving away from the mic.
It is what it is.
You know, I'm asking him to play with your microphone over there.
Nothing came from it. Nobody.
What is he doing?
It's bad mic technique. Bad mic technique, he said.
Bad mic technique.
You asked going into the break. We'll hear from the managers here in a second. Can baseball really institute this MLB ban? Well, we went to a very high source. We went to the Twitch chat. This show, unlike some shows at night, are on Twitch. No, this one is. A Twitch chatter suggested he was banned from a bar around Fenway or something. He or she
No, I'm slightly mistaken on that. Astro Gaming said, hey. I actually got a season ban, which is in quotes, from Fenway at 2016 for sneaking onto the field to get autographs. Security took my picture and kicked me out. I was there 2 weeks later and had no problems. LOL. So, no, don't think ban is real.
Okay,
laughing,
so,
crying.
Because you said off there was a bar ban. That was a Fenway ban. That happens all the time with fans sneak onto the field. Those fans last year took pictures
in the
on
off
the field.
Season.
They got in trouble. It was not during the season, but they still got in trouble. That tells you right there. There's no technology yet, nor do they care that much.
It's fake.
It's a PR ban. What works is spend the night in jail. My guy Aaron Boone, did he say that? After the game, did Booney talk about putting a guy in jail? Come on.
My understanding that someone threw the ball and hit him at point blank from behind. It's awful, embarrassing, unacceptable. My understanding is they did catch the guy. Hopefully he's in jail right now. Yeah, it's just a bad situation. And if I was Alex Cora, I would have done the same thing as far as going out and getting his guys off the field. And there's zero place for that.
You hear these old stories, like the old Philadelphia stadium, and where they had like a big drunk tank. Like if you got caught, you're being too drunk at a Phillies game or an Eagles game, you have to go and spend the rest of the day there into the night. If there's no judge, there's
stadium
a weekend.
Jail.
You had to wait till Monday. This guy just got kicked out of the game and got an MLB ban.
Whatever.
It's a fake punishment.
No, it is.
You say whatever, but there should be a night in jail.
No, I agree. I'm saying I'm whatever to the fake ban.
I got you.
Like this guy can't, go down to Philadelphia and watch the Phillies play, and someone's going to be like, hold on, you're the guy that 14 days ago threw a ball over. No, he's going to anything he wants.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, is it me? Is this the old guy talking where I honestly playing, like, part of it, like, accepting stuff being thrown at you and stuff being said at you was just kind of like par for the course. Like,
yes.
I honest to God have never really thought anything of it. Like, I actually had a right, and thank God to the younger players, I mean, right? Because they're actually doing something about it. I actually felt like I never had a right to bitch or complain or to yell and scream at anybody.
Did you get hit with anything other than, like, say, a beer, like, thrown on you?
No, well beers, you know what I mean? But also Cokes, like batteries. When you would play the Oakland Raiders, they would throw batteries.
Yeah.
Like D-cell, big ones.
The
like,
big ones.
Like not the little baby ones, like they go in your watch.
Not triple A's.
Not those.
Not the little guys.
No, so I honestly got it. It was just one of those things where like you know it's going to happen. God forbid you go in that one end zone in that Oakland Coliseum, but they would snatch your ass up, punch you, dump stuff on you, and you were not getting out unless somebody come and save you.
It's like it is. It's different the way the coverage was because can you imagine if...
I like it better this way.
No, I'm not saying this guy should be like labeled like what happened in Boston and everything, but even what we were talking before, Catherine Veritek tweeting out that like leaving Yankee Stadium, she was there with her 9-year-old daughter Liv, and she got spit on. Someone spit on her daughter leaving the park. Don't you think that would be mentioned if it was like Kyrie's daughter?
Oh, God.
And I know Tech is still a coach, but it's still Jason Veritek,
Stephen
right?
Stephen A. talking about it right now.
Yeah, it isn't like, you know, Will Venable's kid, which I'm just saying. I'm not saying it would make a difference, but I'm saying as far as public, who they are, you know, you still know who Jason Veritek is, and his daughter was spit on. It would at least be mentioned somewhere. Not a word.
Kevin North Attleboro, want to talk about this. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
Well, I'm a Yankees fan to start. I love living in Massachusetts. I think it's always very competitive between New York and Massachusetts. But come on, let's be for real. Lou, let me ask you a question. It's a baseball. You tell me, as a professional baseball player, how hard could that have hurt for Dugo going from the outfield to his back or wherever it hit him at.
Well, I would ask you, how hard would a water bottle hurt if it hit you?
Well, if it hit me, I might just pick it up and drink it.
Oh, but, see, that's not the point, though.
No, but that's
just irrelevant.
No, that's not the point. The point is that, okay, yeah, we were talking before about how, did it graze him? Did it hit him square in the back? It probably just shocked him more than anything, and he's pissed off. He's not hitting well, so he reacted. But are you saying that, come on, it doesn't hurt that much, it's okay?
Well, what I'm saying is I'm asking you for your professional opinion, but when you mentioned water bottle, now this is a different story because Kyrie got it thrown at him because he was running in his mouth, and he knew he had to come back to the garden. In this scenario, this is one of these things where you see it all the time at Chicago Cubs games.
Yes.
People throw baseballs back on the field when the ball is hit.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are it hits the player. Chances are it doesn't. But I guess what I'm asking you is that do you really think that it would have hurt him? Or like you just said, he's making up an excuse because he isn't batting that great right now.
Well, I would say it's
the whole Yankees team is not batting great right now.
So you think it was just an excuse? You don't think he should be upset over it? I'm just trying to figure out where you're going.
As a professional athlete,
yeah, I'd be pissed.
When it comes to,
I'd be pissed if someone threw a baseball and hit me while I was out in the field.
Yes, he can.
I'd be pissed. I mean, I wouldn't expect. I'm not going to the hospital, but I would be pissed.
You don't throw shit at people,
but
man.
Like, everybody's pissed.
He's got the old guy. Like he's got that old guy mentality I was just talking about. It's like, what do you really think? How bad do you think it would really hurt? That's not the point.
It's one of those
millions
things,
of dollars, Christian.
Yeah, you should take it.
You can't throw baseball.
And I said it. Listen, I said it in the beginning. It happens all the time. Guy, it's a home run. Throw it back. They throw it back.
Not hitting
people. And if you're like a left fielder and you see a ball go flying over your head or bouncing 5 feet, 10 feet to your right, you sort of look at it and you look back. You probably sort of chuckle and laugh. You know, but there's probably a party that's like, Jesus, thank God it didn't hit me. You know what I mean? And so this one knucklehead, unfortunately, threw the ball in a general area and actually hit the guy in the back. So it's like we always talk about it before. He threw a baseball up near a guy's head. Well, he didn't hit him. No big deal. Okay, great. Well, you know what? Now you did hit him, and the guy's got surgery because he broke about 17 bones in his face. So it's like, so everything is fine until you hit the hitter. Until you hit the outfielder when you're throwing the ball back.
That was a Yankee fan defending Yankee fans. Like, it doesn't, when the Cubs fans do it, it's steeped in tradition and they're not trying to hit people. This guy hit a guy. I'm sorry. There's the difference. One's on the field, like, hey, we throw the ball back, screw the other team when they hit home runs. The other is, I'm going to hit a guy who just threw a ball in the stands.
Hopefully he's in jail right now.
He's not. He's probably in an MLB game. He's probably going to be in Buffalo tonight.
He's going to Buffalo to watch the Sox and go talk to Verdugo again.
He's in general population. What are you in for? He's got to make something up so he looks like he's harder than he really is.
I would give him credit if he started following Verdugo around and just started trying to get balls and throwing them back at him. And
I would respect that also.
Chris in Somerville. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
One, Verdugo sounds like just a straight dummy who, like, grew up, like, chewing rocks. But I think the bigger, like, takeaway from that whole thing is the epidemic of the use of bro. And I feel kind of responsible right now because we went through like the are you mad bro phase, but the 23-year-olds and younger use bro like nonstop as periods to their sentence, and it like, I don't know, call me a boomer, but I think that's a real takeaway
as
here.
Fans. Thanks, bro, guys. Like,
what do you think?
Chris,
that's the best call we've ever
Chris,
taken.
You know what, Chris, you're a boomer.
Is bro, is dude considered the same as bro? Like, dude, like, what are we doing here? Dude,
we get Dino on and say, that's like the word like. Dino hated that.
Like.
Hey,
and
Dino
know,
hates like fillers. Yeah, he hates like fillers. Like,
you talk, I talk. You talk, I talk.
You know, but I'm not going to get on him for bro.
I'm an old man.
Whatever.
No, I don't want to talk to Nick.
I was going to say, change of direction.
You want to talk to Nick?
No, I said no.
You want to?
It's a squirrel moment caller.
I'll say this,
you're about to pull an Ordway.
They're not going
to
get Chris Bryant.
Hey, Nick wants to talk about the Celtics. Haven't talked about the Celtics all day, Glenn. I know, but he thinks that Kobe. No, Kobe's not even alive, Glenn. Not alive.
617-779-7937.
Like I said, yo, like, that guy could have punched me in the face. I still ask him for a signed jersey. But, you know, like, I got nothing but respect for that cat, bro. He's a real one. You know, he said his piece, and I listen. You know, that's it.
Nick Castellanos.
He got a bro, a you know, a dude, and a like.
Like, you know, dude.
He's got them all.
I like him. I still like that guy, Castellanos.
When
he hits home runs during, you know, guys trying to apologize on broadcast. Meanwhile, the Patriots media is bending over backwards, baby. They are pumped because Cam Newton's a stand-up guy, and he says all the right things. We get to the Patriots next, OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The show that's open weekdays 2 to 6 for Patriots fans. It's OMF on EEI.
MFers and Mutt hanging out. Glenn getting some much earned rest and relaxation. Hopefully get some good weather, unlike some people took vacation last week. With you guys until 6 o'clock at 617-779-7937. Things missed, Lou missed while we was off. Go ahead.
What I miss?
I was going to say, you know, I was complaining and bitching about our name, you know, about the show name. Like, but what I actually think, Lou, I should have brought this up to you during the break, but I actually feel like I want to keep the name OMF, but I think we just have to convince Mutt to change his name. Like, how about Orlando?
Orlando?
Something.
Omar.
Othello. Omar.
I'm going to say my first name or last name, because Ordway, it's for O. So
it doesn't matter. We just need like an O somewhere. You don't want to change
Oosthuizen's
your last name.
An O, right?
You just like, maybe you change your first name. We just need somebody with an O, because we keep it the same. You know, imaging, you know, marketing. We save so much money.
Well, I would say budget. Budget is a concern around here. I've seen some of the things that happen at the station. Budget is an issue.
So just change your name.
I got to decide. Am I willing to change my name to get the job?
Yes. That is something
I
could you
see
need
that
to
being
of.
A prerequisite for whoever gets the job
think
with you guys.
You just added that. Listen, I don't
you
want
to change, your name.
You're really good, doing a great job in Atlanta. We're going to move here. You got to change your name.
Just it doesn't change matter it. What it is. It has to be an O. We can even if you want a nickname,
Othello. I don't know.
Does anybody have contact for Opie from the Opie and Anthony?
Oh,
show?
I don't know. Is he available?
There's not a lot of names with O that I think of. Names that start with O that anyone would remarkably...
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, OJ.
Orenthal.
Hey, Twitter world.
OJ Maloney and Fourier. Figured it out.
I would
perfect.
Go with that.
Life doesn't promise us tomorrow.
Maybe you can be on Twitter. OJ. I can see our company's done some crazy things. I don't think Kyron Coach would be...
He's got a lot of followers.
I'm just saying.
Again, radio executives look at Twitter followers now. Like, we got to hire that person. He has 30,000 Twitter followers. We have to hire him. That's how executives of radio hire.
Just
so.
Think about it. Think right. about it. Well,
Think
about it. Oh, we're not calling you. Oh,
it's MMF or it's. We will figure that all out. But I'm sure someone in Twitch will come up with some ideas in the Twitch chat. So you missed a lot on vacation, including not an O, but a Cam. A Cam Newton. He's back. Cam fans like Wiggy are happy because Cam is once again saying all the right things. Did you have a little Cam from ESPN last
week? You
know,
all the guys that have been brought in and guys who are coming back, I think that's key. So, you know, for me, it's not about labeling who is what and what is what and what this is. It's just all going to, you know, come back to the mirror effect and me taking it personal and everybody else taking it personal, too. It's just not necessarily about me. It's about everybody, you know, on the New England Patriots to take accountability and you know, do their job as the season approaches.
And this went on
the mirror effect
for like 10, 15 minutes with Keyshawn and Zubin and the entire crew there on ESPN radio. And like to his credit, Cam leads the league in saying the right thing. He has done this now over and over again. It's why Bill Belichick kept sticking with Cam, in my opinion, was because Cam's never going to say the wrong thing. He's going to defend the brand. Volan wrote about it this weekend in the Globe. Like, he right now is a spokesman for a brand that's taking a hit, by the way. They have no quarterback. Football Morning in America, which used to spend every single week some portion of it talking about Brady and the Patriots, has zero mention of either this week. The biggest football column in the world, no mention, because the Patriots are not all that relevant right now. And Cam keeps them relevant and keeps the good times going for that team. That's what he leads the league in. And guys like Volan eat it up. And it wasn't just Volan. It was Ryan Hannibal and it was Greg Bedard. Oh, Cam gets it now. Cam saying all the right things.
I'll say this. So,
what's he supposed to say?
I saw that tweet.
What's he supposed to say?
From Volan about, say what you want about Cam. He's accountable and doesn't make excuses.
Yep.
I wanted to throw up in my mouth. Doesn't make excuses. That's how we're going to remember last year's team. Nothing but excuses. Christian, you are absolutely right when you mentioned that to Bill. And he got all pissy with you. But it was nothing but excuses. From the coach, we went all in, look at our cap situation, to the quarterback. And maybe it wasn't like right then and there, but afterwards it was just, you know, it came out everywhere. You know, and it was just, you know, the people talking about the talent, COVID, got a late start,
the
come back from injury.
Kept going.
Did that quote there.
The offense kept going.
Like, I think, you know, one of our first interviews, if Cam is the starter, I have to ask him about that.
What's popping?
Because people actually bought it that the starting quarterback missed one practice.
No, one virtual walkthrough.
Yeah, and the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, changed the offense, or the verbiage of the
terminology,
to mess with the quarterback. Like, does anyone believe that Josh McDaniels would lose his quarterback for one practice and change the verbiage of the offense to make it even harder?
I make a phone call to the front car and say, hey, I got to get some gas, but y'all go on.
Does anybody, the fact that people believe that story is mind-boggling, that Josh McDaniels is going to change the verbiage to make his starting quarterback, to hurt his starting quarterback and make it tougher for him to perform. And people bought it. Like, excuses, Ben? Like, there was nothing but excuses
nationally
for this guy.
Kellerman and
Stephen A. Smith. And from him, sitting there talking to Keyshawn about it all, too. He said it out loud.
They spent an entire segment last week agreeing with the idea that there was a COVID fog and a COVID setback for Cam. So you say, is who believing it? The national media is, because they like the guy. And maybe Bill is, because Bill's got the guy at least starting quarterback for now. But if you watch him play, as Christian said, that was not the excuse. He played poorly right afterwards and never got better the rest of the year. And they ran a high school offense. So how can it be terminology? No, I think most rational Patriot fans don't believe it. The national media is by it because they like Cam. That's my view.
Yeah, they do, because right before they criticize him, they say, but I like Cam Newton. And fine.
Glenn says it like that?
No, everybody does. Everybody will somehow, before they criticize him or, openly, admit that they don't believe in him. Before they admit that they don't believe in him, before they say that, they say, but I like him as a person. Because he does a lot of good things. Sometimes he says the right thing. Fine. But I thought that there was, not only was he making excuses, but people, his friends, his allies, his peers, guys that weren't even his, were making excuses for him. Like, they were doing his dirty work. They were using every single excuse, giving him a platform to almost convince everybody that he deserved a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, listen, guys, this, and this, and these are all reasons why you shouldn't believe your lying eyes.
Right.
Don't believe it. That wasn't him. The whole thing, and it just drives me crazy. You ain't never seen it. You ain't never seen a cam like this. This guy's going to be real. Okay.
And we've talked about this before, too, right? Remember when he hurt his finger and missed the practice during OTAs? And they didn't know how severe it was, how serious it was, or whatever. And it was like, no, I don't want this at all. I want this guy healthy. I want this guy to show up in camp healthy.
The no excuses
with game. A better understanding of the offense. So if he does start, I want to see it. No excuses. I still say they have the worst wide receiver room in the league, and people will throw that back at me, and I get it, because I still think it's, if not 32, 31, or 30. But he's got two tight ends. He's got a very good running game. He's got a very good defense. He's got a very good offensive line. Well, defense, as long as Gilmore's there. You know, he's still got James White to throw the ball too. So there's enough pieces, and I almost wanted to see him healthy, camp, start, so we can get rid of the excuses. Get rid of the excuse making. Like, he's got a whole year. He's been there for a year and a half, 2 years now. He should know the offense better. They went out and spent a lot more money. They got a better team. You know, so now I want to see. And listen, if he goes out and starts throwing dimes all over the place and playing his ass off, I'll be the first one to admit it. Like, it's just, I just want to see him play. I don't think he's capable of it. Will he surprise me? We'll see. I don't think so. But part of me, I want to see him play.
Well, I would say if he's
healthy.
I want
him healthy.
If he is healthy, okay, then he's run out of excuses.
Yes.
There won't be any excuses because the dollars spent tell me to the casual fan that they really kind of stocked the cupboard for you. They went ahead and, restocked the cupboard. They've got as many players, high-end players, as they possibly could. Two tight ends, wide receivers, you name it, they got it. So no more excuses. The only excuse could be that you're limited because of some sort of injury, some sort of lingering effect that you were kind of that you brought with you from last year. Now you go back to last year and you miss this because that whole 86 nights thing,
yeah,
that was supposed to be released. Well, it never was released, but there was one segment that was, and it was him early in September talking about how healthy he was. Like, this is the first time before last season, this is the healthiest he had been since like 2016, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked healthy, looked great. Yet, and that was the product that you got. No injury, a COVID issue, small, rebound, you know, get some consistency out there, and that's the product that you get. So to me, there is, like, if, and that's why Keyshawn Johnson last week said, listen, if you play like this, you should just retire. You should be done.
Ooh.
Even Keyshawn now, right? We have Keyshawn calling out Cam. Garvin, go ahead. Okay, we'll work on getting it. But basically, even he is like the...
He's a Pied Piper for Cam.
Well, Wiggy locally.
But I'm glad he at least
Wiggy
said
locally
that.
Is. Keyshawn,
you know,
is national.
I don't know how much you even pay attention to us on the shows or whatnot, or even anybody telling you anything. But I always say on my show, I ride or die with Cam Newton regardless. People just burn me up. I don't really give a damn. You know how I am, Cam. At the end of the day, I'm riding with you. But what I will say, if your ass go out there and you play like you played last year, I want you to retire, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you're going to play like that. But I'm just telling you straight up, because I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
You know, Keyshawn, man, you're a real one, bro. You've always been solid with me, bro. And I appreciate that. And I could tell you there's a different boogie going into this season than it was last year. So, you know, it's nothing that I can tell you.
I know what that means.
Oh, you already know. But there's nothing that I could tell.
You ain't never seen Cam like that. What year are we going to count? We're counting this year or last year?
Well, let me ask you, though, because Keyshawn's approach, all right, was it fair? Was that unfair what he said to Cam?
No, I give him credit. He nailed it, right?
So the first time we talked to him, and I say exact same thing, you know, if you play as poorly as you played last year, this year you should retire.
Well, we got to support him.
Would that be fair?
Well, no. If Wiggy says that, it's fair because Wiggy supported him. If you've been supportive.
But Keyshawn is
who's going to be the Wiggy of this show with Cam?
Basically said, you sucked last year. You were an embarrassment last year. And if you play like that again, you should just retire. Like, so it's okay to talk to Cam and say, you were so bad last year. Like, you were awful last year. Even your boy Keyshawn said you were. As a matter of fact, he said that if you play like this year, you should just retire. You think it'd be the same response?
You think that'd be fair? Go out there, and if you play like you played last year, I want you to retire.
All right, stop it right there. I'm going to write that down.
Yep.
And okay. First take, Cam, if your ass goes out and plays the way you played last year, I want you to retire. How would that go off?
And I could tell you there's a different boogie going into this season than it was last year.
Now, we heard the same thing last year. He's writing like checks his body can't cash.
Exactly. Is it like, you know, hey, you're not going to, you've never seen a boogie like this for real this time. Like the last
year,
time
I was kidding.
This
time it counts.
This time, yeah, this time it matters. It's just like, okay, fine. And that's why, like, when people write about him, it's hard not to call out the bull crap. Like, that's what bugs me. Like, I would stop talking. Stop telling me what I'm going to receive. Stop telling me what you're going to do, how you're going to fix it, how good you're going to be. Like, last year was bull crap. Last year was different. That was an outlier. Throw it out. This is not. Stop that.
Dude,
you would do yourself more good now. More good by just not saying anything.
Actions.
That's it.
Show
Stop
me what
it.
You can do.
You've done like the whole apology tour, and you've recruited every single platform I can imagine. There's another article right here at Blaze Media. Okay, Cam Newton gets funky, and we should all heed his message of unity, which sounds like a good topic. Okay, fine. Like, when are we going to have Cam Newton, the football player, because this is what he's promising us. And I think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
I hate it when coaches get hired in any sport and they start telling you what they're going to do before they've even met with their team yet. So this is what he's doing. You ain't never seen a Cam like this.
But I'm just saying,
this is a different version.
Have you ever heard that from like an athlete in the offseason, a teammate of yours, or somebody they show up at camp, they had a bad year there before, and they're like, oh, you have no idea what
best
I did in the offseason.
Best shape of my life.
Yep. Added about 10 pounds of muscle, worked with a hitting coach, could change my swing a little bit.
Foot
I
specialist.
Am ready to go. And here we are in June. Guess what? Yeah, still hitting 210. You know what I mean? So what's your excuse now? I mean, it's the offseason is to build yourself up. But a lot, and I've said this before, he just sounds very insecure. And I've seen it. Guys are just very insecure. They know they're not the same player anymore, so the only way to build themselves up is to tell them that and surround them by people who are just going to tell them how great they are. That's what this guy is,
and we'll see. I didn't even tell you to get this, Ryan, so don't even bother. Maybe after the break or something like that. But there was this quote going around, this soundbite going around of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Outstanding sound.
Which was really good. He talked about
being humble.
Talked about being humble. Ego. He talked about, you know, the pride. And he talked about, you know, whenever he talks about, you know, I'm going to have a better game, he sucks. He talked about, after he has a bad game, just like Cam is talking about how that's his pride talking. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to show you all. I'm going to throw for 350 yards.
When he talks about his past, it's about his ego. Yeah. When he talks about his future, it's about his pride. But when he stays in the moment, it's about humility and staying humble. You know, it's not like you said. Like, I've accomplished this. I was an MVP.
Why?
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be that MVP again. Next year, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, if you stay in the moment, which is what Cam is just all over the place.
I'll say life. Usually, let me tell you this.
Great quote.
Usually when, from my experience, right, like when I think about like, oh yeah, I'm so great. I had 30, I had 25, 10 and 10 or whatever the case might be, because you're going to think about that. Oh, we won this and that. Usually the next day you're going to suck.
Right.
You know, simple as that. You like the next few days you're going to be terrible. And I figured out like a mindset to have that, like when you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. You know, we were able to, you know, beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of, like, try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there enjoying the game, competing at a high level. And I think I've had people throughout my life that helped me with that. But that's a skill that I've tried to like kind of, how you say, kind of like perfect it.
Master
it. Master it. And it's been working so far.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to stop.
Doing okay.
Fantastic.
See, but here's the thing. So you mentioned it. So there's a guy that's good.
AAU guy.
That guy is good. He's in his prime. He has confidence. The other guy, you mentioned insecurity. People who are insecure need to boast themselves up, and they need almost like coach themselves up. So he's getting pep talks from his buddies.
Yeah.
Like national guys on the radio, nationally, pep talks from all of them. And he's also giving himself a pep talk.
Yeah, insecure.
It's like our Cool Runnings. Yeah. I see pride.
That's what you sound like.
I see power.
Every time we say pride.
I see the bad mother who don't take no nothing from nobody. What else?
But we've heard this before about Giannis, too.
Power. Badass mother who don't take no crap off of nobody.
Again.
I see pride.
Yeah, I hear you.
I see power.
Do that.
I see a badass mother who won't take no crap off of nobody.
What?
I think it was Mannix one time.
Best movie reference.
Mannix, yeah, it is great. But Mannix one time said that about Giannis, and he's talking about the difference between like the AAU in this country, like mentality, versus what he came from, Greece, like as far as working and like that. Just a different, completely different mentality, and you see it. Can you imagine like some of the superstars in this game saying something like that? No, because they all focus on what they've accomplished in the past.
Well,
they all boast about what they're going to do in the future. And a damn one of them stays humble in the moment. None of them.
As it relates to Cam, we heard about Bill so many times not liking his guys to talk, right? When is he ever going to say, Cam, enough's enough on like you're going to be better. Just show up and do it. Because he has been talking the entire offseason. I was told for 20 years that this is the stuff Bill doesn't like about me and about my – it's about team. Isn't Cam making this about himself and his health and his play? Isn't that what Bill has said for 20 years not to do?
Well, this is the one big difference, I think, with we talk about with Bill and this team and this new whatever is how he treats Cam Newton compared to for 20 years how he treated Tom Brady. Now Brady wouldn't do those things on Instagram. Maybe he's doing more of it now, but he continually kisses his ass publicly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas like Brady, it was
he said the picture has been impeccable.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I don't know, is he still calling Cam Newton out in film work? Because I'm guessing there's a lot of stuff to call him out on.
I can't stand it.
Or does he just continue to kiss his ass?
Does he show him Mac
and let him do whatever the hell he wants?
Receivers and Cam airmailing him in that practice.
How do you process hating?
Hate ain't in my focus. I don't feed it. I feed off of it, but I don't feed it.
It's a motivational speaker.
That was last month. Jeez. Good enough.
It's like all
I'm
the
smart enough. Deal. And gosh darn it.
But you're right. Those are the most insecure people.
So he should be like, you know, he should be with like, the hamburger helper guy. The guy with the big giant hands.
What?
The guy with banana hands.
Oh, A-Rod?
Tony Robbins.
Oh, yeah, Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins.
This is the second Tony Robbins reference the show.
Tony's hot right now. This hour of OMF is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Denham, next to Legacy Place, and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. Your Cam calls and Bill's approach to Cam. We'll get to it next year on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.